Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben. We now have some serious connections between Joe Biden, James Biden, Hunter Biden, prostitution rings, and an astronomical sum of money. Representative Nancy Mace sounding the alarm on this today. Here's part of what she had to say about the new financial documents.
Just left the Treasury to review over 100 suspicious activity reports on the Biden family. And I have to tell you, there are more Bidens involved than we knew previously. And every time you unturn, overturn, or look under a stone, there's so much more you have to investigate, because it's wild the number of family members involved. And it's even the amount of money that we're talking about in these suspicious activity reports is astronomical. And the accusations therein, the source of the funding, where the money's going, the shell companies, prostitution rings, etc. It's insanity to me that it's not been investigated in the way that it should be.
Prostitution rings, astronomical amounts of money. Senator Ron Johnson also talking, sound the alarm on the jaw-dropping Biden family bank records as they're now getting their hands on these. Here's what he had to say on Fox and Friends.
Finances, a Chinese-American bank supplying Senate Republicans with records showing millions of dollars flowing from Chinese companies to the president's son, Hunter Biden, and his brother, James Biden. Member of the Foreign Relations Committee, Senator Ron Johnson, joins us now for more. Senator, so great to have you on this morning. So there was another batch of papers of, you know, bank documents that came out that showed money going to Hunter, to Jim, to Joe, Bo Biden's widow, who Hunter was sleeping with at that time. So nobody in the media seemed to care about this. Joe Biden said they were lies. Is there anything more damning in this new batch that will have to get the media's attention, or do you expect them to ignore it just like the last batch?
Good morning, Rachel. Well, let's face it, Senator Grassley and I pretty well laid out the case against the grifting Biden family back in September of 2020 before the election. Our report was completely ignored by the media, just as they ignored the Hunter Biden laptop, because they're advocates for the left themselves. And so what we're finding out now is just new pieces of evidence of the grifts that the Biden family have been involved with. The bank records basically confirm what the Treasury records showed from Senator Grassley's and my report. I think what recently was reported on Fox is the trying to get into the sovereign wealth funds of like Ireland and some of these other countries. You know, our report shows something like a dozen different countries that Hunter Biden was, again, peddling the family name, trying to sell influence. But I think, the trying to tap into sovereign wealth funds, I think, is pretty revealing. You know, why would governments who own those sovereign wealth funds, why would they want to pay into the Biden family coffers, into the Biden family grift? Well, it's to gain influence. It's, who knows exactly how it might benefit from them. But the level of compromise of this president, I think, is just jaw-dropping. And maybe even more jaw-dropping is how the media, except for a few outlets like Fox News, is completely ignoring it. I guess they're okay with it.
Yeah, I guess they're hanging their hat on the fact that, okay, they say, well, Hunter's a bad figure. He did bad things, but can you connect it to Joe Biden? Have we been able to connect it to Joe Biden? Because I know Hunter was paying for things for his dad that I know I wouldn't pay for my dad, and mortgages and things like that. Is there any way to make these connections?
Yes. I mean, unfortunately, Senator Grassley and I ran out of time. That was toward the tail end of that Congress, and then we lost the majority, so we don't have the chairmanship anymore. But now the House does, and so certainly I'm encouraging James Comer and the House committees to subpoena the other bank records. I thought what was interesting is that Cathay Bank, I know they're denying any involvement with China, just like TikTok, but I thought it was rather revealing that they just handed over records to our Senate committees without any compulsory process. I think it'll require a subpoena process, a compulsory process on the part of the House to get the bank records and not only understand the inflow from different countries into the Biden family coffers, but then the outflow. Where'd it go once it went into a bank controlled by Hunter Biden? Did it go down to the Cayman Islands somewhere, the Bahamas? Or how did the big guy maybe get his 10%? That's what needs to be investigated. By the way, we handed all this over to U.S. Attorney Weiss. He's been sitting on our records now for months, probably evidence for years. Where's the U.S. Attorney's investigation into this as well? He's got stronger investigatory powers than certainly Congress does at this point in time.
Can you answer this question?
Let me just jump in here. I didn't want to interrupt because I think what Senator Grassley's saying, but did you notice some of the things he said? He goes, did this money leave the U.S.? Did this money go down to the Cayman Islands? Where did this money go? All right, let's go back to the prostitution ring aspect of it and the astronomical sums of money that Representative Nancy Mace described the bank reports and the Biden family business dealings as well. She said, every time you unturn or look under a stone, there's so much more you have to investigate. Not only do the reports show astronomical amounts of money, she said, but they also detail the source of the funding, where the money's going, the shell companies, prostitution rings, etc. Well, Ron Johnson just mentioned the Caymans and other places. Like, this is a lot of money. Clearly, it's not all parked based on what they're implying in the United States of America. Now, Mace, just so you know, Congresswoman Mace sits on the House Oversight and Accountability Committee, which is investigating the First Family's murky business dealings. The committee chairman, James Comer, last month said that President Joe Biden, quote, lied to the American people about a Chinese company's payments to first son Hunter Biden. The committee's investigation has determined that the Chinese company made payments to the president's brother, son, and daughter-in-law. The Washington Free Beacon is now confirming. After 2 months of dragging their feet, according to Comer, Treasury Department officials released the suspicious activity reports which banks filed against the Biden family members. That list has expanded. Comer also announced in March that following a report, the committee is taking to a think tank executive, talking to him, I should say, to a think tank executive who says the Bidens warned a Chinese businessman about a looming federal investigation allowing the businessman to flee the country. Evidence shows that Hunter Biden's suspicious business partners had extensive dealings with Joe Biden, is what Congresswoman May said last week as well. This is corruption to the core. In fact, what we're being told is that there was some sort of informant at the FBI that was giving Hunter Biden heads up on his business dealings and his partner's business dealings. And if his Chinese partners were being investigated by the United States government, they could then get out of the country quickly, which is exactly what happened. Okay, you back off this for a second. And what is the instant takeaway? Joe Biden knew about all of this is the instant takeaway. You can't do what they have just described and have this much money coming in. The way that this money is coming in, you cannot have all of this happen, folks, without him knowing about it and being heavily involved in it. The busiest and the biggest business deals were the ones worth the most money, and Joe Biden had to be involved in them, heavily involved in them. So when people say that Joe Biden couldn't know or didn't know or he was just being a dad and Hunter Biden's the one that did this, no, that is a lie. This family business scheme is a scheme that only could happen, could be created, could be carried out if Joe Biden, the president of the United States of America, was heavily involved in it. Now, before I get into more of this story, I want to say thank you and tell you about our good friends at Patriot Mobile. They are now offering a performance guarantee. If you're not happy with your coverage, you can switch between the three major carriers for free. Yeah, Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage on the best G4 and G5 networks, the same network and towers you're using right now. The difference is not only do you get the same great quality that you're used to, but they actually are a company that fights to preserve our God-given rights and freedoms. So this year, resolve to stop spending your money with companies that don't align with your values. In fact, actually fight against what you believe in. Switch to Patriot Mobile. You'll be supporting First and Second Amendment groups, the rights of unborn children, and even helping with adoptions. It is easy to switch. Call them right now. Or go online to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. That's patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. Or call them 878-PATRIOT. You're going to get free activation with the offer code Ferguson. That's 878-PATRIOT or patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. There's also another headline. And this headline has to do with some other banks. This does not have to deal with the prostitution ring. It does not have to deal with the offshore accounts. There are a lot of banks that have been subpoenaed for their documents, for their financial records that relate to the Biden crime family. Four subpoena banks are now complying with James Comer's probe into the Biden businesses. The bank subpoenaed by the House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer, he has reported have complied with his probe into the family shady business schemes. And on April the 10th, four banks and one individual were disclosed by James Comer as being subpoenaed. Those banks included major banks, Bank of America, Cathay Bank, JP Morgan Chase, and HSBC USA NA. The four banks have since complied with Comer's subpoenas and delivered the requested information to the committee for review. James Comer giving an update on this. Here's what he had to say to his good friend, Larry Kudlow of the Trump administration, who's now back at Fox Business.
Let me switch gears. You led a delegation of your committee to the Treasury Department. You looked at it today, as I understand it, 150 suspicious activity reports. I guess this relates to the Hunter Biden business. Is there anything you can tell us about these suspicious activity reports? Did you learn things that were new?
We learned a lot that was new. The committee went there today, but I've had staff there over the past 2 weeks. There are thousands of pages of documents relating to financial transactions. And let me be very clear. This isn't just about the president's son or the president's brother. We've identified six new Biden family members involved in shady foreign transactions that we believe were a direct result of influence peddling.
Did you hear that? Six! This is the news that, and this is now we understand why Democrats and the Treasury Department were so hell-bent on protecting the President of the United States of America from us hearing, seeing, reading these suspicious activity reports. This is why. This is why it's so important that the Republicans won back the House so that we can get our hands on these reports that now connect apparently to what's being implied, offshore accounts. Insane amounts of money. Now, that means money we didn't know about before. All right. I talked to one congressman earlier today, and I said, how big of a deal is this? And he said, it is money that we had never seen before in amounts that we never could have imagined before. This is stuff that is outside of what we already knew about from the Biden crime family emails from Hunter Biden's laptop. He said there was money that was flowing into the Biden bank accounts. And now we know that the Biden crime family has expanded to six people with the last name Biden so far. Listen.
That brings the number of Biden family members now to nine that were involved in the Biden family influence peddling.
Nine. So you added a new six. Now you're at nine. So in other words, if your last name's Biden and you're a grown adult, you get in on this, right? This is what you do. You jump in on this. You go out there. You do all of this influence peddling and you sell access to the president of the United States of America or the former vice president of the United States of America. You sell access to our government to the highest bidder. That's what you do. You do it to the highest bidder. I want you to think about that. Now, let's just go back. As you now know, that's nine people. I want to go back to Representative Nancy Mace and her quote again. As she is leaving the Treasury, looking at these suspicious activity reports, and now listen to what she said and connect it to the total number of Bidens that are involved in the Biden crime family.
Just left the Treasury to review over 100 suspicious activity reports on the Biden family. And I have to tell you, there are more Bidens involved than we knew previously. And every time you unturn, overturn, or look under a stone, there's so much more you have to investigate because it's wild the number of family members involved. And it's even the amount of money that we're talking about in these suspicious activity reports is astronomical. And the accusations therein, the source of the funding, where the money's going, the shell companies, prostitution rings, etc. It's insanity to me that it's not been investigated in the way that it should be.
Well, now we understand it. Now we get it. You look at the suspicious activity reports, it's very simple. You follow the money. And the bank records of the Biden family gained money, not just from China, but from all over the world. That goes back to the last question that was about to be asked to Ron Johnson. Listen.
Really, Ms. Cass, I do have to go. Why do you think that that Cafe Bank gave the records so readily?
I think it's a shot across the bow.
To Joe Biden?
Showing the Bidens, this is what we can do. This is the information we have.
The bank they're referring to there is a Chinese bank. They happily gave up the records to the United States government. And the question that was asked to Ron Johnson, the senator, is why do they give up these records so easily? It was a shot across the bow. It was basically saying, you screw with China, we'll bury you. We can blackmail you. We own you. We can do whatever the hell we want to do because we are China and we have you compromised. So let's go back to James Comer real quick. He just broke the news that the Biden crime family is a dozen deep now. This is a lot more people and a lot more money than we ever could have imagined.
And we still have more family members that we suspect were involved. So this is a family affair. This is something that should be troubling to every American. And what we've learned from going through these records are there are a lot of additional LLCs, a lot of additional bank accounts that we didn't know prior to going to the Treasury cabinet. So we've learned a lot. This investigation is ongoing, but I can tell you without hesitation, it's very serious. And the President of the United States is going to have a very hard time explaining how so many of his family members have received so much money from our adversaries around the world.
And these family members also passed this money up to Mr. Biden, did they not?
Well, we'll have to stay tuned on that. Obviously, this is an investigation of the President of the United States. We've talked to several of the former Biden associates. We've got bank records. We're going to get more bank records. So I think that question will be answered in due time.
Can they be subpoenaed?
Well, I've already issued six subpoenas to banks. I already have those bank records in hand. Now we're looking at additional banks because we've learned of new accounts and new LLCs that we didn't know existed. You know, you're a business guy, Larry. I'm a business guy. The one thing that stands out to me is how many different LLCs were involved that this family had their fingerprints on, and we really can't tell what those LLCs did other than launder deposits from our adversaries around the world back to the Bidens.
Laundering money. He just said, we can't tell what these LLCs did, but launder money. So let's just break this down a little bit more so you understand it. And again, I have some background info on this because I've talked to some of these people off the record so that I could truly understand how the schemes worked. And I can tell you, this is what they've all told me. There was a hell of a lot of LLCs set up by Biden crime family members. It was to clean and funnel the money from bad actors around the world, from corrupt and shady businessmen, the communist Chinese, oligarchs in Russia, Ukraine, and other places. The money would flow in for access to the United States government, to access to get deals done, or for us to look the other way on deals, or for us to hook up people with certain deals. You pay the money. They would then put it into these basically shell companies, these fake LLCs that did nothing but funnel money for these business deals. Some of this money apparently was going offshore. Other parts of this money apparently were going into prostitution rings. None of that, by the way, should surprise anyone, because we know that Hunter Biden had an affinity for prostitutes at the highest level, Russian, foreign. He spent insane amounts of money, six figures more on prostitutes. So it would make sense that he has money going in and out of these things. And why not become an investor? If you're partaking in it, you might as well become an investor as well. You have to understand that while I'm telling you all this, you have a media that has been completely silent about it as this is breaking. Why? Because they know how damning this is to the Biden crime family.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben. Let's go back to China and the money coming in from China real quick. If you're compromised by the Chinese, and this one Chinese bank gave up these records like no problem as a shot across the bow. In fact, the former director of national intelligence, a good friend of mine, John Ratcliffe, testified before Congress today saying this about the Wuhan Institute of Virology and the origins of COVID. This is, again, the former director of national intelligence.
Those are based on scientific information, and none of this is political. None of this is disputed. There is currently no environmental source identified for COVID-19. There is no intermediate host that has ever been identified. There is no reservoir species that has ever been identified. And COVID-19 was never known to exist in any animal or species before the pandemic began. Those are scientific facts that are not disputed, and there's nothing political about that. That factored into the determinations that have been made. And what I talked about before about this shift taking place, the things that I just related early on, the intelligence community was briefed by various scientists who said those answers will come. They referenced SARS-1 and MERS outbreaks and saying, look, it may take several months, even a year, sometimes even longer, to identify an intermediate host or a species. We're now at 3.5 years, and every day that passes makes it less likely that there's anything that will ever tie this to nature, whereas on the other side of the ledger, it's overwhelming when you look at China's actions and the circumstances surrounding what was going on from a biosafety standpoint at Wuhan, the massive number of coronaviruses, the massive numbers of bats carrying coronaviruses that were brought into Wuhan. All of that weighs heavily into making assessments at some confidence level that a lab leak was the origin for this pandemic.
Well, there you go. So that's your former director of national intelligence saying, here are the facts. We're at 3.5 years, and every day that passes makes it less likely that there's anything we'll ever tie this to nature. Why isn't the Biden administration talking about this or asking basic questions? Because they can't. Because China has them compromised. They loan them over $1 billion for their businesses. Never forget that. Did you hear me? $1 billion for their businesses. They gave them millions more, $1 million retainers to defend them. This is called bribery. That's the only thing you can call it, is bribery. And they were bribing and compromising the Biden crime family. I really think this is more about compromising them. This is how you pull that off. This is how you compromise them. This is how you own it, right? This is how you pull it off. If you compromise someone this way and you do it in this way, then there's no way for them to be able to fight back because you own them forever. That's why that Chinese bank is like, hey, here you go, investigators. You can have all of this information that you just requested. We would love to give you the bank records. As it was described by Ron Johnson, this was a shot across the bow. Plain and simple, Chinese bank is saying, I dare you. It was their way of saying, let me remind you what we have on you. Let us remind you how quickly we can bury you. Let me remind you just how fast this can all unravel. Just how fast it can all come down. Just how fast it can be screwed up for you. That is what the warning is from this bank. So you take all three of these stories. You take James Comer. You take what he said about these banks. You take a look at what's been said now from the suspicious activity reports. You take a look at what has been said now about the prostitution rings and about the foreign money. And notice that the White House is not fighting back at all because they know it's all true. So let's go back to James Comer for a second. And the last question that he was asked.
Well, I think this is big news. I think these 150 suspicious accounts and the spreading throughout more family members, I think this is very big news. So just last one. I mean, can you subpoena the family members, or is that completely off base? Or are they just protected by the Justice Department?
We're going to go where the evidence leads us. I think we all know they're very protected by the Justice Department. We're going to find out exactly how protected by the Justice Department, because there's going to get to a point very soon to where the mainstream media, as well as Merrick Garland, cannot continue to turn a blind eye to this. This is it's strange. They're it's illegal. There's no laws that allow family members to profit from from a high-ranking government official to the tune of what this family has done. So I think the American people deserve the truth. We're going to get to the truth. We've already gotten more information than I think the critics ever thought we would get. And this information leads to more information that we're going to continue to request. There'll be more subpoenas. And I think in due time, the American people will get the answers they deserve.
By the way, these subpoenas that he keeps talking about now, they're working. I mean, the proof of this is the fact that he revealed that a total of 9 Biden family members may have profited from the family's international business schemes. 6 more than were previously disclosed. So we're now up to 9. We've identified 6 additional members of Joe Biden's family who may have benefited from the Biden family business that we're investigating. He said, bring the total number of those involved or benefiting up substantially. Through the Biden family suspicious activity reports, known as SARs, held at the U.S. Treasury that we've not been able to see while the Democrats were in charge of the House, the Senate, and the White House. They refused to let us see them. Comer has uncovered in March that a top Biden associate received $3 million wire transfer from a Chinese energy company, CEFE, that alone. Then we found out that 4 Biden family members, Hunter, James, and Hallie Biden, and then a, quote, unidentified Biden, received a collective $1.3 million cut from the $3 million wire transfer. What does the White House have to say about all this? Exactly what you'd expect them to say.
House Oversight says they've got bank records showing a Chinese energy company paying 3 Biden family members through a third party. What were they paid for?
Look, I'm just not going to respond to that from here. Look, we have heard from House Republicans for years and years and years, how the inaccuracies and lies when it comes to this issue. And I don't even know where to begin to even answer that question, because again, it's been lies and lies and inaccuracy for the past couple years, and I'm just not gonna get into it from here.
Classic White House, right? Any follow-ups from any of the other members of the media? No, just one guy from Fox News Channel asking about the biggest corruption story in modern political history. Anybody else want to follow up? Nope, we're going to move on from there. Let's talk about a great opportunity for your IRA and 401ks. You can get free gold just by learning about gold IRAs from Augusta Precious Metals. It's important that you know what's going on in this crazy economy, and your hard-earned savings need protecting from the devalued dollar. Protecting from the devalued dollar, especially if you're close to retirement. Augusta Precious Metals will give you information on how to protect your savings and open a gold IRA. So if you've saved at least $100,000 for retirement, call and ask about their ultimate guide to gold IRAs. I trust Augusta Precious Metals, and you can too. They will make sure that you understand what is best for you and your portfolio. There's a reason Money Magazine says they are the best gold IRA company. Get free gold, free information, and retirement protection now by calling 877-4-GOLD-IRA. That's 877, the number 4-GOLD-IRA. Or AugustaPreciousMetals.com. There's one other story that, by the way, I think is linked to a lot of this that also no one's talking about. And that is the fact that we now know about a Chinese secret police force that's in America. And we now know that that Chinese police force was actually going after people in America operating as their own police force in America. Now, as this has finally been talked about as part of the China threat, you got to ask yourself the question, why is the White House not coming out saying, you better get out of this country? We had a big press conference on China, a press conference that talked about this type of corruption. And why is it that no one is asking the president to comment on the fact that the Chinese Communist government is operating Chinese jails in the United States of America? Now, I'm sure the White House is going to say, well, we just kind of cracked down on this. Did we really? Or is this just kind of one of those like, hey, we found a kilo of cocaine while there was 180 kilos that went right past us, right? I mean, there's a real possibility this is one of those, in essence, fake out moments. This story that China is in the United States of America and running these police stations should also be an issue of national news, national security. Why is this White House totally silent on the issue? they're going to say, well, look, we told you about it sort of in a press conference and we arrested some people. We knew this was happening for a long time. Why did it take them this long to act on it? Not only that, why is the president not condemning it? Why isn't the president of the United States of America calling out China saying, don't ever do this crap again? If you do, every time we find them, this is going to be hell to pay. I would love to know that. Maybe the answer is as clear as follow the money. Maybe the answer is the Biden crime family is taking so much money from China. China now has the ability to do things like open Chinese police stations in the United States of America and have many Chinese prisons for people from China in the United States of America. Maybe that's what this is really all about. Make sure you share this podcast with your family and your friends. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Please write us a 5-star review as well. See you tomorrow.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.